Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Your host, Dana Rodriguez, is joined by author Jerry Nachman tonight and columnist Leah Garchik. And here's your host and moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're having a lovely weekend and can spare us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are encouraging your participation. That's very, very important. We don't want to sit here by ourselves. So please feel free to call area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, San Francisco. I have a couple of San Francisco questions. And whatever. So our range is wide. So get in there and give us a call as soon as you can. Or if you have a question for us, call us by all means, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. We have some lines open right now. It's a great time to call in. Sometimes it does get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but call in soon and we will get you on as quickly as we can. Just want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER, all at yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. We don't read the emails during the show because it's too confusing, but we do read them. They all get read. If you would like to hear the show online, you can do that anywhere in the world, simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org with their live stream. And if you'd like a podcast of this show, it should be available reasonably soon tonight after our show, also at kalw.org. Okay. All that being said, we will start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman is working on a new online game called Pokemon Get Lost.
Leah Garcia can't say what she liked best, the flowers or the pianos. That flower piano at the Botanical Gardens is a magical wonder.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, will be watching the GOP convention this week and expects it to be conducted with all the grace you would imagine a herd of elephants to have.
All right. That is us. And begin the questioning with our esteemed author, Jerry Nachman.
Okay. Sorry for that botched introduction.
It's okay.
What news event caused Cole Porter to change the line in I Get a Kick Out of You to something else?
Was it anything to do with the, I know he changed something in Anything Goes because of the Morro Castle, burning.
The plot was changed. That's not one of the songs.
Okay.
The plot
right.
was changed.
So specifically a line of song. Okay. I know there's a reference to cocaine. Anything to do with that?
No.
That's still in the
That's
song.
Still in there. Okay.
Yeah.
No. Don't know.
Mm-mm. Okay. Good. I thought you might.
read the question once more.
What news event caused Cole Porter to change a line in I Get a Kick Out of You
what
to something
was
else?
The song written?
Well,
Thirty-four, maybe, right around there.
I think around there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it something about Hitler invading somewhere or other?
No.
Was the line about a real person? Was there a real person mentioned in it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Huh.
Mussolini?
No.
Hoover?
No.
Roosevelt? Okay. All right, leave that out. And Leah, why don't you go too?
Okay. I have a list of questions asked in individual states. And these questions were among the most often asked in these states more than other states. So I'm going to read you five questions in five states, and you have to match them.
You mean questions asked in polls?
Googled.
Oh, Googled. Oh, okay.
Googled
questions. Right.
I should have
all
said
right.
that. Okay. These are questions Googled. Okay. What is hash? Where?
Wait a minute. I got to. Okay.
Ahead.
Where is Syria? How do you make meth? Is Bernie Sanders Jewish? And why do dogs eat grass?
Is Bernie Sanders Jewish? Is that Utah?
No.
What states ask these the most?
Go ahead. Once more.
And I'll read the list of states and you match them.
Oh, I
too.
See. Oh, okay.
That'll
all
make
right.
it easier.
Yeah,
much
a little
easier.
Bit. Yeah, much yeah. easier. Okay. Well, maybe. I don't know.
What is hash? Where is Syria? How do you make meth? Is Bernie Sanders Jewish? And why do dogs eat grass? Okay.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Wait a minute. Oklahoma, yeah.
Maine. Kansas. Arkansas. And Colorado. So you've got to match these. Since I gave the answers, you've got to match them exactly.
Oh, well, that's impossible.
So you don't want to do one at a time?
No, I'd rather not. Maybe later we will.
All right. Okay.
Oklahoma, Maine, Kansas, Arkansas, and Colorado. Oh, gee. It could be. Any of these would fit, it seems to me.
Huh.
Where is Syria?
Yeah, I think maybe. Yeah.
Where is Syria?
I'll take the answers one at a time.
Is Bernie Sanders Jewish? Is that Oklahoma?
No.
Okay. Is meth Arkansas?
We have to get how many for a bill?
Well, I was going to say five, but
no.
No, meth is not Arkansas.
Okay. All right. Well, let me think about that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Jared from Hayward.
Hi.
Got a couple of animation questions.
All right.
Who was the only animation pioneer born in San Mateo?
The only animation what born in San Mateo?
Pioneer born in San Mateo.
Pioneer.
Was that Hanna or Barbera, I think?
No, it wasn't either of them.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
San Mateo.
Walter Lance.
Nope.
Right. How about Terry of Terry Tunes?
Yes. You got yourself a bell.
All right.
Is that Walter Terry? Is that his name?
Yeah. Is it Walter? No, it's Walter Lance. What's his first name?
Notorious for coming out for a cartoon a week.
Right.
What was his first name?
What was it?
Paul.
Paul Terry. Paul Terry. Okay. All right.
Terry Tunes.
Here's my second question. It's related to Terry Tunes. Who was the Dean Deitch created an animated series for Captain Kangaroo that was on a limited budget, but was praised for its creativity. You know what it was?
That was Tom Terrific, wasn't it?
Yes, Gary Zofell.
Yeah, I used to watch that show.
DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't know for the animation style, because that was influenced by UPA, because that's where he started out as.
Oh, Tom Terrific had a dog named Manfred.
Mighty Manfred. Crappy Appleton.
Yes, I remember that very well.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
What were Terry Tunes? Were they different than cartoons?
No, they were just normal cartoons. I mean,
were the ones that were like three-dimensional?
Terry Tunes had the two crows. Those were there.
Heckle and Jekyll.
Those were Terry Tunes. And they had other characters, too, but those are the ones I remember.
What was the cartoons that were like three-dimensional?
Oh.
Really ahead of their time.
Right. No.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Sort of, but I don't know. I don't know what the name. I don't know what
those
the name
weren't
is.
Terry Tunes.
No, those are not Terry. Terry Tunes were very conventional.
Okay.
Stuff.
That was Terry Tunes was Mighty Mouse, was it?
I think that was Terry Tunes.
Yeah,
I think it was. Yeah, good. Okay, a couple of questions dealing with San Francisco streets, and all right. Now, I like this question a lot. I don't know. But I hope somebody will get it. Who is the only person to have two streets in San Francisco named after them? But the difference is one street is named after their first name and one is named after their last name. It's an important person from American history, but it's not a president, just to let you know that. So who's the only person to have two streets in San Francisco named after them, one after their first name, this person, and one after the last name? The first name street is not particularly well known, but the last name street is quite well known.
Let's see.
It's a important person in 19th century American history, so you know.
Important person in 19th century
American history.
Was it a
not a president?
An explorer, frontier, like a Paul Bunyan. I mean, a Kit Carson type.
Not an explorer, no.
Or
somebody in public life, though.
Somebody in public life in the 19th century.
19th century.
A singer?
Not a singer. No, no, nobody in entertainment. It's
a statesman kind of person.
More toward that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
American.
Oh yeah, definitely American.
Okay.
So who's the only person to have two streets in San Francisco named after them? One after their first name and one after their last name. The street with the last name is a much bigger, more important street. Second question. What important San Francisco street is named after a writer, a famous writer, who never set foot in San Francisco? It's a major street.
Yeah. Major street.
It's a pretty major street. What important San Francisco street is named for a writer who never set foot in San Francisco? It's a famous writer.
Can you give us some time frame?
It's an American writer.
Very roughly?
I don't know how much I should give you on this.
Just how about a century or a half century?
Better known in the 19th century. So once more, who is the only person to have two streets in San Francisco named after him? It's not because Lincoln has more than one street named after him, but who is the only person to have one street named after their first name and one after their last name? And what important San Francisco street is named for a writer who never set foot, a major writer who never set foot in San Francisco? And it's a major street, very major street.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Radula in Carnell.
Hi, Big Radula.
Hi, okay. What do the following people have in common?
All right.
Mickey Rooney, Raoul Walsh, Mike Romanoff.
Raoul Walsh. All right, Mike Romanoff.
Jack Oakey. Otto Reichow.
Who?
Otto Reichow.
I'm not sure I know that. Go ahead.
He was a sort of a minimal character actor.
All right.
And Gwen Big Boy Williams.
Oh.
Is this a biographical thing or a physical thing or a is it a career?
It's something they all did.
All dead.
Jack Oakey. Go through the names once more, if you would.
Okay. Mickey Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
Raoul Walsh.
Right.
Mike Romanoff.
Right. Jack Oakey.
Otto Reichow.
Right.
And Gwen Big Boy Williams.
Were they all married six times?
No. Okay. I could have been, but that's not it.
Okay.
They weren't all in a film, Raoul Walsh is a director, but they... Were they all involved in a film of some kind?
No.
Together? Okay.
Jack Oakey,
yeah. Mickey Rooney.
Something they all did.
Yeah. Can you give me a further hint? Because I'm not getting anything here.
Oh, boy. They gathered together for a somber event.
Okay, so were they all pallbearers at a funeral?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Whose funeral? Whose funeral?
Mickey Rooney, Raoul Walsh.
Mike Romanoff,
Jack Oakey. Was it Errol Flynn's funeral?
Yes, you got it.
All right.
How'd you get that?
Well, Gwen Big Boy Williams was in a lot of Flynn films. No, but Mickey Rooney I wouldn't have thought of. But Raoul Walsh directed a lot of his movies. So, yeah, anyway. All right.
Okay.
Good job. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Sure.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mary from Nob Hill.
Hi, Mary.
I have a bit of a naughty question.
Okay.
Cleopatra is said to have used the first vibrator. How was it constructed?
Oh, interesting.
How was it constructed?
Yes.
Was it, could it, all right.
You mean of what material?
Exactly.
Could it have been a live animal by any chance?
There were some live animals involved, yes.
I don't think I want to know the answer to this one.
So you mean there were live animals involved in working the whatever it is?
Exactly.
Oh, like a hamster wheel or something?
Yeah. It's a gerbil wheel.
I can't imagine this.
Interesting. Were snake? No.
Snake.
Snake, yeah. Maybe. No? What was it constructed of? Gosh,
who would know?
No, we don't know, I'm afraid.
It was a gourd filled with live bees.
Oh, so it hummed then.
A hollowed gourd filled
vibrated.
With
interesting.
Oh, yeah. How long could they stay alive?
Well, it's
long enough, I guess. Long enough.
Long enough.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday. See how interesting the questions are? We get on the
show.
That's
an unusual one.
You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garjik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, celebrates its 75th anniversary this year, your local public radio station. And feel free to give us a call, area code 415-841-4134. That is 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, what five states, you got to get all of these, I think. Well, four out of five. What five states have gone Democratic in all the presidential election since 1992?
Well, that's not that many.
Well, there are only five.
1992.
I think you should get four out of five.
92.
Who was elected in 92?
Clinton.
92.
Clinton. California.
What?
I won't tell you until you finish guessing.
All right. Well, I think it's California. Oregon.
No.
Oh, okay.
Massachusetts.
No.
92.
It's kind of harder than it sounds, yeah.
Rhode Island.
No.
Oh. Since 92. Rhode Island is not. So we have Clinton. So California is not right?
Yes.
California is right. Okay.
It is right. Yeah.
And Massachusetts is not right?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And Rhode Island is okay.
Vermont.
No.
Maryland.
No.
New Mexico.
No.
All right. All right, think it over. Would you repeat the question, Jerry?
What five states have gone Democratic in all the presidential elections since 1992?
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. So I must defend the honor of Cleopatra?
Of course.
Yeah,
well,
I think
this, who else would?
This is made up. But I ask a question that may be related. Cleopatra only married one man. Do you know who it was? You don't have to have his name, but who was he?
She only married one man?
Yes.
She married her brother.
Exactly.
Or half, exactly. I don't know if it was a half-brother or a brother, but...
No, it was actually a full brother.
Ptolemy.
It was really a full brother.
Really?
But that was the custom in ancient Egypt, though.
Right. Oh, okay.
And the whole idea was to keep, you know, royalty in the family.
Very good for the gene pool.
Yeah, very.
Very, very bad for...
I know.
That's where weak chins
she
come
also,
from.
Also, actually, she murdered her sister, who was exiled to Turkey.
Oh. Quite a
but
gal.
She was a great woman, though. She was a great woman.
Yeah.
She really was a great woman. Mm-hmm. So given the news last week that this world leader spent $11,000 a month to have his hair done.
Oh, it's the president of France, Hollande.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Wait, one last question, and ready to go. This item, consumer item, when you buy it, it's black. When you use it, it is red.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
I gave it to you about 2-3 years ago. Let's see how your memory. When you throw it away, it is white. What is it?
Black.
When you buy it, it's black. When you use it, it's red. And when you discard it, it is white.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, our memories are getting worse. So, is this something you eat?
Huh?
Is this edible?
No, but it's related to eating.
Oh, okay.
You use it when you're cooking.
Oh.
Oh, it's I know what it is. It's a charcoal.
It's charcoal, it is. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just one last question for your audience. What are gamma ray bursts? I talked last week about earthquake. I want one of your audience to call us because it's the most threatening thing to humanity, actually more threatening than earthquake.
What is it?
Gamma ray burst.
Thank you.
We're all living on borrowed time. And Leah, it's your turn.
Oh, dear. Okay. I'm going to give you two phobic questions. What is... lacanophobia, L-A-C-H-A-N-O, phobia, and acrimnophobe, C-R-E-M-N-O, phobe.
First one, does anything to do with wolves?
No.
Milk?
No.
Would you spell the first one again?
L-A-C-A-N-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Oh,
and kremnophobia.
Mm-hmm. Kremnophobe.
Krem.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid of creme de menthe.
Creme.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Chip in San Francisco.
Hello.
I'd like to answer the Cole Porter question.
All right.
Okay, great. Good one.
I get a kick out of you from Anything Goes. I think it was the line about Lindbergh, Mrs. Lindbergh, and after the baby disappeared.
Yes, it is about Lindbergh.
In poor taste. So.
Okay. Yeah, he had a line about Lindbergh, and he changed it to flying too high in the sky.
All right.
Right.
Very good.
Right. Good job.
Very good call.
Thanks.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
I just got that. I was going to guess the Cole Porter. I was going to guess Lindbergh myself.
Oh, well, I'll give you a bell for that.
Shoot. Oh, thanks. You're generous.
Yes.
Piggyback bell.
How about, let's see, states that went Democratic since 92. How about Hawaii?
No.
Oh, that's a good. Really? Okay. Really?
Let's see, the person with the both names named after them in San Francisco, Carol Lombard.
I like that a lot. But
is there a Carol Street?
Is there a Carol Street? I never heard of one. It probably is.
It could
probably be.
But it's not. It's not.
Good one.
No, and that writer one, that's killing me.
Yeah.
I think it's Jerry DeVisadero, but no.
No, it's a famous writer. I'll give you, it's definitely a famous writer.
Famous American writer, the 19th century.
Right.
19th century American writer, I don't know, Louisa May Alcott?
No. That's a good guess, but no.
Okay. Let's see, I've got a couple of questions. Let's cover this. What do the numbers on a roulette wheel add up to?
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
No way.
How many? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how many numbers are on a roulette wheel.
I know nothing about roulette.
Yeah. Yeah, there's 36 numbers, 1 to 36.
Oh. Well, Leah can add those up.
No, I'm thinking, you sat me down at Stowe Lake, Harriet Beecher Stowe.
No, it's not named after Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Mm. I think.
So we would have to add those. I think I'm going to throw.
They add up to 666.
The sign of the devil.
Oh my God!
Uh-huh.
Very clever. Yeah.
Very good. Excellent.
And then one other question. Who is the, what person has been nominated in the most Academy Award categories?
Well, oh, the most different Academy Award? I mean, the yeah, widest range?
Widest range, most different categories.
Like writer, actor, director.
Could you give a couple of the categories?
Just the let's see. He's been nominated for acting and acting, writing, and directing.
Woody Allen has, I think.
Yeah, I think you're.
Is he nominated for acting?
Woody Allen?
No, it's not Woody Allen.
Orson Welles?
No.
Acting, writing, and directing. Is there more beyond that?
And Best Picture for producing.
Okay. Acting, writing, directing, and Best Picture. Warren Beatty?
No.
So
and it's in both acting categories, best and supporting, and then both writing categories.
Oh, how about John Huston?
No.
Good guess. Yeah, it's a good guess. Is this person best known for acting or directing, would you say?
I would say for acting.
Okay.
Is that American?
Yeah, American.
Writing. I don't know. I can't say Olivier because I don't think he wrote. He wasn't known for being a writer, but he was an actor and a director.
No.
I think we give up.
It's George Clooney.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, he was nominated.
What
for
did he write?
He wrote. He adapted a movie called The Ides of March.
Never heard of it. Okay.
From a novel, which was a movie with him and a political movie with him and Ryan Gosling. I'd seen that a number of years.
Okay, really? Right. Oh, good question. Thank you.
And he wrote the original screenplay for Good Night and Good Luck.
Right.
Oh, I did.
As well as directing it.
Okay.
Well, thanks for that.
Oh, thanks.
Good.
Great show.
All right. Thanks. All right. I don't know if you're aware of the Urban Dictionary. Yeah. Go ahead.
I know.
What?
Hawthorne Lane, Nathaniel Hawthorne. That was never, and there's a street, Hawthorne Lane.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But this is a major street. It's not a lane. It's not a little street. This is a big street.
Well.
Good guess.
And I don't know. Do you know for sure that was named after Nathaniel Hawthorne? You don't know. I know for sure this was named. Yeah, I don't think so.
But he is a writer who was probably never here, famous writer.
That's true. But it's not that. It's not a lane. It's a major street.
Major street.
Yeah. And okay. So if you're familiar with the Urban Dictionary, which is online, it basically gives you the definitions of slang and what is being used, the patois that's being used by younger people, not in this room today. So I picked out a few of they had their 100 favorite, so I picked out 5. And you can tell me what they mean, okay? So this is sort of urban slang. This is from the Urban Dictionary site. So here we go. Number one, ask-hole. I have to say this very carefully. Ask, A-S-K-H-O-L-E, ask-hole. Number two, dweet, D-W-E-E-T. Number three, nom, N-O-M. Number four, salmon, as in the fish, S-A-L-M-O-N. And number five, Ann Curried.
Is tweet a dumb tweet?
You're on the right track, but it's not quite that.
Okay.
You're definitely on the right track.
A deleted tweet?
No, more specific. It's tweet. Tweet is involved, but it has to be, there's something else that's going on. So, again, these are words from the Urban Dictionary. Tell me what they mean. Number one, ask-hole, A-S-K-H-O-L-E. Number two, dweet, D-W-E-E-T. Number three, nom, N-O-M. Number four, salmon, S-A-L-M-O-N. And number five, Ann Curried.
Well, nom is not name, of course.
No, nothing to do with that. It's an action.
Is that an acronym, N-O-M?
No, it is not.
Okay.
None of these are acronyms.
And tweet is close, but not...
Right. You are close, but you're not quite there because there's something else involved. Leah, have any other guesses?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So does an asshole ask too many questions?
You're very, very close. You're so close, I think I might give you credit for it. It's basically a person who asks annoying and stupid questions all the time.
That's me.
Sure. Yeah. That's us, I guess, basically.
Yeah.
So that's an asshole. There you go. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
And for the street, the person who has two streets?
Yes.
How about Winfield Scott?
Oh, you're right. You're right. General Winfield Scott, who was the head of the American Army in the Mexican-American War.
Is there Winfield Street?
There's a Winfield Street.
In our neighborhood in Bernal Heights.
And okay. Scott and Street, of course, Winfield. Is a big street. Yes. So General Winfield Scott. Very good. Excellent.
And Leah's question about where these Google questions were asked.
Yes.
Is the question about hash in Colorado?
Yes.
Where marijuana became legal.
I was thinking food instead of that, yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both. Thank you all.
Thanks. So the only person to have two streets in San Francisco, one after their first name and one after their last name, named after them, General Winfield Scott.
Oh.
How about, where is Syria? Is that Arkansas, Leah?
What?
Where is Syria? Arkansas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Franklin Street. I don't think Ben Franklin was ever in San Francisco.
Yes, but he's not principally
known as a writer.
He's not
a writer, though.
Yeah.
No. Good try, but no cigar.
and
walking out.
Yeah, maybe. Let's go. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ray in Berkeley.
Hi, Ray.
Hi. I have another answer for someone who gave his name to two streets, and that's John C. Fremont.
Is there a John Street?
There is a John Street up in North Beach.
Is it? But it's, do you know for sure that it was named after John C. Fremont?
Oh, John Street. I couldn't tell you who that was named
after. Yeah, it has to be. It has to be documented that it's actually named after him.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay. So we do know that Winfield and Scott Street were both named after.
They were indeed. They were absolutely.
Well, here's a follow-up question to Ede's remark about charcoal. Do you know what major
You're just going to encourage him, you know, but there you go.
Sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
Do you know what major American corporation invented the charcoal briquette and became a major marketer of charcoal, still in business under a slightly different name today when you go out to buy your charcoal for 4th of July?
Yeah,
it's all invented by this very famous American corporation.
I remember knowing this, but
Wes, isn't this something to do with Henry Ford?
You got it. It's the Ford Motor Corporation.
Right. He was using scraps of he wanted to find a use for scraps of things that were left over from the.
Yeah, it's the packing crates that parts came in.
Right.
And those were the broken ones. The ones that weren't broken were used for floorboards in his early cars because he specified that crankshafts and other parts be delivered in wooden boxes of exact dimensions that he could use.
Okay, very good, yeah.
Very, very thrifty. There are tons of writers, of course, who've never been to San Francisco or the United States, but these are not major streets. I mean, there's a little street called Petrarch, and many other writers. Did you specify that they couldn't have been to America at all, or just to San Francisco?
No, they were in America, but they were not in San Francisco ever that I could find.
So that's a little bit of a looser net,
right?
And it depends on what you consider, I guess, a significant or major street. I'm sure that Petrarch was never in America or something.
Right. This is a fairly major street in the area of the city.
A major writer and a major street.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. It's a pretty long street, too.
Okay. Well, check out the story of charcoal sometimes. It's really a funny story about charcoal briquettes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We are going to repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
Okay. Let's see. What five states have gone Democratic in all the presidential elections since 1992?
You should say which ones
they have. We got California.
California. Okay.
We only got California.
You sure? Now, just to be absolutely You're sure it's 92. It's not 82 or something like that.
I have 92 down unless I copied it wrong.
Okay.
I mean,
because when you said Massachusetts was wrong, right? And
it's
Rhode
not
Island.
On my list.
And those are very, very, very Democratic states.
I know. I it sounds odd to me too, but I might have gotten it. Maybe it is 82.
Because the reason I say, because if you'd said 82, for instance, then you remember in 84 that Reagan landslide and he won all the states except,
well,
I think it was Minnesota or something.
I will check it out when I go home.
All right.
So if it's 82, maybe I just made me guess.
Okay. All right.
Copied it down wrong.
And is that it for you? Was that your only question? Did you have another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Leah.
What state asked the Google question? Was it very common to ask the Google question, how do you make meth? And what state asked, is Bernie Sanders Jewish? And why do dogs eat grass? Those are the three questions. The three answers are Oklahoma, Maine, and Kansas. So let's figure out where those were asked. Then lacanophobia is a fear of what? And a kremnophobe is afraid of what?
All right.
Do people in Maine ask if Bernie Sanders is Jewish?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Okay.
Is Oklahoma the meth one?
No.
Oh.
So that leaves, then,
obvious,
you've
yeah.
said
right.
you, that's a wrong answer, so you don't get a bell, but you've revealed the right answer.
Right, okay.
Which is Oklahoma is why do dogs eat grass, and how do you make meth is Kansas.
Okay. Well, let's see. It's go ahead and do a question. I think it's your turn.
Okay. What do these two people have in common? Leon Czolgos, and I'm going to spell it because I have no idea how to pronounce it, Czolgosz.
I think it's Solgaz or something like that.
He was a presidential assassin.
Yeah, see? Jerry.
Oh, well, never mind this question.
And who was the other one?
Giuseppe Zingara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember who they tried to assassinate.
Czolgosz was
watch out with guys with Z's in
McKinley?
Their name.
McKinley.
McKinley.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And Zingara was Roosevelt.
What does Mediterranean, the word Mediterranean is in Mediterranean Sea, what does the word Mediterranean mean?
It's middle of the earth or something, isn't it?
Middle of the earth, yeah.
Middle of the world.
Not of the earth.
Terrania.
Close.
Middle of the land? No.
Middle of the land.
All right, yeah.
Okay, well,
you can't get us, man.
Yeah.
That's that.
Jerry's on top of this game.
What kind of animal has rectangular pupils?
Oh.
How's
that? That's interesting. Could that be a cat, a house cat?
No.
No, 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 no.
Well.
No, they have. No, no.
Is it a kind of a lizard, maybe?
No.
All right.
Is it a marsupial? I just like that
no.
word.
And
a raccoon?
No.
I think that's a marsupial.
I think you're closer to with a marsupial for some reason.
Possum.
I don't know why.
Something like that.
Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. Okay. I think the five states that went Democratic since 92 would be California, New York, Pennsylvania, Washington, and Nevada.
California and New York are correct. And what were the other ones?
Pennsylvania.
That's correct also.
Washington.
No.
And Nevada.
No. You got two. But
good job.
There are two left.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have a couple of San Francisco questions for you guys.
All right.
When Patty Hearst went on trial, her lawyer was F. Lee Bailey, but her two original lawyers were from San Francisco. They were a father and son. Who were they?
Is that Hallinan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hallinan.
Vincent Hallinan,
yeah.
And Terrence. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then the other question is much more difficult. What happened on opening day for the Giants in 1962? What happened that prompted Richard Nixon to decide to run for governor of California that year?
Oh, somebody was booed. Brown was booed.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. We're at the baseball game?
At the baseball game. Yeah, I don't know why.
That made him run for president.
That was a big mistake.
I think that was one factor, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Here's another local question. This part of San Francisco was originally called Breasts of the Maiden. What is it better known as?
How do you spell
Twin
Breasts?
Peaks.
Yes.
What?
It's Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
Twin Peaks. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Another one. The name of this district in San Francisco is Celtic for fireplace.
Spell it?
Well, I can't. Well, I can't spell it, but I can spell it. I'll give you the question again. The name of this district in San Francisco, not this district, but a district in San Francisco, is Celtic, from the Celtic language,
Celtic.
For fireplace.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Okay.
Excelsior?
That's a good guess.
No, that means high.
Yeah.
Portola?
Forward. No, Celtic, not Spanish.
Celtic, yeah.
So
fireplace.
You're right.
Oh.
The name of this district in San Francisco is from the Celtic for fireplace.
Wow. Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nick in Corona Heights.
Hi.
Hi. Is the San Francisco district that's Celtic Ingleview?
Yes. Well, it's Ingleside, but that's
Ingleside.
Yes. Very good. Good job.
And are the two remaining Democratic states that Illinois and Hawaii?
Illinois is, but not Hawaii.
Oh, that's
one to go.
Okay.
You go for them.
And I have a quick question.
Yes.
What famous 20th century head of state was also known as SOSO?
Spell S-O-S-O?
Mm-hmm.
Or 20th century.
See, Mobutu Seki.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Seki
Sose. No.
I can't remember. President, say so.
Yeah, but it's Mobutu of the Congo. But that's not it. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
It's not. That's not it.
It's not.
Okay. So was this a nickname?
Yes.
Soso.
Diminutive.
Right. So. You said
it was in Filipino.
Yes, yeah, that's a good.
No.
Okay. Important head of state. Non-American?
Correct.
And is it Asian?
I can't say.
It's all right. Is it a monarch?
No.
All right. Well, now I'm just trying to fish around here, try to come up with something. No. Sorry, we don't know.
You want to leave it out there, or shall I tell you?
Well, you better tell us. We only got about 15.
Joseph Stalin.
So? Interesting.
How adorable.
Yeah.
Was a criminal of the century.
Yeah, I'll bet. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
All right. And Jerry, it's your turn, I believe.
Okay, what player had his number retired by both the Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Nate Thurman.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, right.
That was too easy. Okay. Okay. What famous movie, not made in San Francisco, includes the line, "If we make it, I'll buy a steak dinner at Ernie's"?
If we make it.
Not made in San Francisco?
Not made in San Francisco.
But is it set in San Francisco?
No. I don't know how it.
So are the characters established, at least one of them, from San Francisco?
Is there any way of knowing it's our San
Francisco? I don't know the movie that well. What?
Is it any way of knowing it's our San Francisco?
Yeah, our Ernie's. Yeah.
What?
Is it established that they're referring to the Ernie's in San Francisco?
I assume so.
Okay.
This is in the San Francisco trivia.
Book, oh, so, all right. Okay.
So I'm going by their say-so.
Could you say how old the movie is?
Probably 60s.
Oh.
60s or 70s.
60s or 70s.
I think 60s.
Is it a war film?
No.
Okay. If we make it. So they're some sort of...
If we make it, yeah. They're in a, obviously, a harrowing
yeah.
situation. And I don't know, there would have to be some San Francisco connection, but I don't know the movie that well.
It's not like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid or something, is it?
No, no.
All right.
More contemporary.
More contemporary.
Yeah.
You mean the setting is more contemporary?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I guess
if I gave you the star or the setting, you'd get it.
All right. Huh. A famous film?
Yeah. Okay. Very, very famous.
Oh. Gosh. And it's not a war film?
No.
All right. Move it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, yeah, this is John Rick in Bernal Heights, and a shout-out to our near neighbors, Karen and Robert, for Winfield Scott. We had that down. But I think the fifth state is Rhode Island.
No, somebody guessed that.
I guessed that, and I was wrong.
That I find hard to believe. Now, the street named after a writer.
Yes.
Irving.
Irving Street, and named after Washington Irving.
Very good.
Yes, very good.
Okay.
Good job.
I thought it was named after Irving Schwartz.
No.
No. I think it's Washington, but no, you know, what is it, Sleepy Hollow?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that sort of thing, right. Nom is eating.
Yes. Nom, 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 nom,
yeah,
nom.
What's
the sound you make when you eat?
The LOL Cats.
Good job.
A few years ago.
Right.
I'm going to make a guess on Dweet. Is this a tweet you wish you had not sent?
Well, in a way it is, but it's not
like
quite
you
it.
Wish you had deleted it but sent it? Or
no, not quite. It is a tweet, okay. And it's something you'll probably regret later, but it's not, not
okay.
Quite it.
And movie where they say Irving, I was thinking of something like Escape from Alcatraz, but maybe.
Oh, that's a good.
A harrowing experience.
That's a very good
guess.
That's
a very
good
guess.
But no, it's not that. Yeah. I almost
okay.
deserves a bell for my guess.
Good evening. Yes, goodbye.
Bye. Thank you. Leah.
After I tell it to you, maybe because you probably know the movie, you can maybe make a connection.
Okay, all right.
What's the fastest thing that men have ever built, men and women, mankind, people kind, the fastest thing, and what's the speed does it travel at?
The fastest thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that collider, that particle collider that they're building? That's supposed to be incredibly fast. It goes at the beyond the speed of light or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's not
a physics thing, huh?
It's not a particle.
No.
The
fastest thing on Earth that can move is the.
It's an animal. It's a.
Not an animal. It's not a race
car.
Oh,
you mean a race? Oh, I see.
It's a race car, but it's not a race car. It's something that flies over the ground.
Oh.
At an incredible speed. I don't know what that sport is.
I don't know either. So, is maybe more specific? Is this something that is built?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Would you repeat the question?
Is it a vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it is a thing I can't describe.
No, it's not.
It isn't. Okay.
All right.
It's a vehicle.
Is it? Is it rocket powered?
I'm not saying.
All right. Would you just repeat the question?
The fastest thing that people have ever built. Fastest thing ever built.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, me?
You. It is you.
Yeah, hi. This is Sherry. I'm in Rosette Heights.
Hi.
You forgot an important person who two streets were named after.
Who's that?
Octavia Goff, who was the sister of Charles Goff, who planned the streets in the Western Edition in the 1800s.
Very good.
And
excellent.
He named Octavia after his sister and Goff after the entire family.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Bye.
All right. And, gosh, that didn't come up on the list of street name etymologies that I was looking at. Sorry about that. Yes, good job. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
All I have left is questions for you guys, but I'm going to try for those unusual pupils, bats.
Nope.
Okay. So basically, I have a list of narrators for movies.
All right.
And I have about 7, but the first few are going to be really quick, I think. You know, like one of them is an example of who is the narrator for A Letter to Three Wives.
Celeste Holm.
Yeah. Do you know how many wives it was going to be when they started writing it?
You know, I read that book about Joe Mankiewicz, and it was in there. I'm trying to think. Was it five?
Four.
Four. Okay.
Okay. The second movie, Ten Commandments.
Oh, there it is. Oh, Cecil B. DeMille.
Yeah.
All right.
The third one, Quo Vadis.
Hmm. Huh.
Gregory
I was
Peck.
Surprised.
Gregory what? Peck.
Quo Vadis. Gosh.
Older. Not Gregory Peck?
Older.
Yeah.
Older. Okay.
No.
Walter Pigeon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stardust.
Stardust.
That movie with Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer.
I don't know it.
Oh, no.
Sci-fi. Ian McKellen.
Okay.
Ted and Ted 2, the two movies.
I never saw either one. So.
Okay. Patrick Stewart. Maybe I should just let this go. Because the other movies, I don't even know. Perfume, The Story of a Murder. Do
nope.
you know that?
I don't know that.
No. And The Huntsman, Winter's War?
Nope.
Nope.
See,
nope.
I don't know them either. So John Hurt does Perfume, and Liam does The Huntsman.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it was interesting.
Thank you, Thomas.
Sort of.
Good luck to me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And let's see. Oh, my turn here. Okay. All right. I have one more local San Francisco question for you. Market Street was named after Market Street in what city?
Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good job. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What else did I get here? On the state quarters, they all have different things on them. And, you know, it could be person or a place or something like that. All of them were designed differently to feature something from a individual state. On what state quarter would you find a one-room schoolhouse?
Illinois?
No, not Illinois.
Kentucky?
No. You think of Abraham Lincoln?
Mm-hmm.
No. On what state quarter would you find a one-room schoolhouse? No?
Nobody? Can you give us a clue? It's Midwestern, South America?
It's one of 50, one of 48, since you already guessed a couple.
No, because, you know.
It's.
We're getting toward the end of the show.
I can't give you a hint because it's sort of in a position where.
It could be somewhere, any state almost.
It's not on the East Coast. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
How about Nebraska?
Not Nebraska. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's me.
It is you.
Hi. Well, unfortunately, I don't have any answers. I do have a question.
Well, that's okay.
What is the number one benefit for nowadays 18 to 22 years old to use the Pokemon Go app?
The number one benefit.
I was hoping we could get through a whole show without a Pokemon.
Is it? Do they learn geography that way?
Possibly.
The number one benefit. In a practical.
18 to 22, so they're more aware and more responsible.
They bump into guys doing the same thing.
Maybe, yeah, dating. Benefit. Yeah, I was sort of thinking more in practical. Maybe it helps them learn geography and place names and things like that. No, we don't know beyond that.
Well, definitely places and you know, being more aware where you are and like the other person said, social skills. But the number one benefit I've noticed is getting outdoors. Like back in, because Pokemon became famous in the 1990s up to 2000, and that generation, which is now 18 to 22 years old, whether it's at work, go to school,
yeah,
pretty much go indoors and coop up with their video games. Now, they literally, my sons that are in that age, six of them got together to go on a bike ride yesterday for 5 hours on a bike path.
Yeah.
something they would never do. So it's interesting because they have jobs, they go to school, but instead of being cooped up indoors, nowadays they get up early when they have time and go outdoors, and it's kind of like they grew up.
All know, right.
How about reading a book? Have they thought of that?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not so old then.
Well, my mother was always in favor of anything that got us outside. So if that works, that's good.
Yeah. In case there's any parents listening, it's not all bad.
Thank you.
Very good. You're welcome. Bye bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah. Hi, this is Greg from Alameda.
Hi, Greg.
So the states that have voted democratically since 1992. First of all, something is wrong with that question because there are way more than five states. Cause
No. Okay, Noel, maybe you're right.
I don't know.
Well, what did you have in mind?
Everyone's picking on this question. Yeah. It's always mine.
Well, so who do you have so far? You said California, New York.
California, New York, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. There's one more.
Is it Michigan?
No.
Yeah, so your question is wrong because Michigan has voted democratically since 1992 for sure.
Well... So I may be wrong. I don't know.
And Hawaii. I mean, because only about like 15 states have switched parties since 1992 from election to election. And there's a long list who voted consistently democratically or consistently Republican.
Well, maybe there is something flawed in the question. I apologize. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Greg.
Bye.
Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh.
Turn down your radio. Thank you. Go ahead.
This is in regard to the question about the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yes.
Okay. My girlfriend was thinking along the lines of bugs, and I was thinking along the lines of grasshopper.
Neither. No.
Okay. Oops. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
How about a coyote? No. Very weird eyes.
All right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, Scott, on Knob Hill again.
Hi.
Hello, the critter with square pupils is a goat?
Yes.
Ah, goat.
Ha-ha, got it.
Good job.
Thank you. It's only because I come face-to-face with him on occasion.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Say hello.
Thank you.
I wonder why.
All right. That he comes face-to-face with goats?
No, why the goats evolve.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. All right, Jerry, what do we got left?
The famous movie in which the line occurs, "If we make it, I'll buy you a steak dinner at Ernie's," is The High and the Mighty.
Oh, that's 50s.
50s, okay. 54. All right,
right.
Well, can you make a connection?
No.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, lacanophobia is a fear of vegetables, and a kremnophobe is afraid of falling down the stairs.
Oh, my brother has a fear of vegetables.
I've got that.
Let's see, the one-room schoolhouse, the quarter that has the one-room schoolhouse on it, that's Iowa. And the Urban Dictionary street words nobody got, dweet is tweeting while drunk.
Oh.
Which you usually regret. Salmon is a man who likes to date younger women because he's swimming upstream. And Ann Curried is being fired unexpectedly for no particularly good reason.
Ann Curry,
because Ann Curry was a news person on ABC who was fired.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it NBC? I'm sorry.
Was it Ann?
Ann Curry.
Oh, yeah. It was Ann Curry.
And anyway, if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nockwin from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to David Latulipe and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And, of course, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. And we look forward to you joining us again next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss, it's got to be you.
Coming up next here on KLW, it's 2 hours of new and classical music with your host, Sarah Cahill, and Revolutions Per Minute, followed at 10 by 2 hours of slow music for fast times. Music from the Hearts of Space, produced by Stephen Hill. This is your local public radio station, 91.7 KALW San Francisco, online at KALW.org.